Across the globe, there's excitement about World Cup soccer. And tonight, the U.S. women's soccer team takes on Colombia in the first match of the second round play at the World Cup tournament. It's called the knockout round. That means if the U.S. doesn't win, they go home. When they aren't on the elite soccer circuit, two of the American team players play here in Seattle. KUOW web producer Kara McDermott is a rabid soccer fan and a freelance soccer writer. Marcy Silman asked McDermott to assess the U.S. Women's World Cup play in the first round.
Well, they definitely got the hardest draw in the tournament. They got the group of death. Really, any of the teams from their group could have advanced.
If anybody follows soccer, they know that two Seattle Reign team members are part of this U.S. women's national team, Hope Solo and Megan Rapinoe. And I'm curious, you know, were they sitting on the bench? Were they really contributing to the fact that the U.S. goes on to this knockout round?
Oh, I think Megan Rapinoe is the player of group play for them so far. She's been instrumental. She's had two goals so far and a killer assist on Tuesday against Nigeria, which sent the U.S. through as the winner of their group. So she's been instrumental.
And Hope Solo is the woman who has that lonely and, to me, seemingly scary job of tending goal.
Definitely. And she's been huge for the U.S. as well. She's had some really key saves. And even though it's been a very low-scoring group, they've only been scored on once in their group play against really tough competitors. So a lot of that goes to Hope Solo and some really great defense by the U.S.
Kara McDermott is with me. She's a web producer here at KUOW. That's the day job. And by night and every other time of the day when she's not in the office, she is a soccer maven. And she has been spending a lot of time up in Vancouver, B.C., watching the Women's World Cup as it unfolds. Before we leave the topic of Hope Solo, a lot of our listeners know that this is the woman with a shadow hanging over her head. She has ongoing domestic abuse charges. She's had disputes with the law. She's had problems with her husband, a former UW football player. She's performing at top level. How much does all that domestic drama cloud what the U.S. team is doing?
Well, I think the team is really trying to focus on the tournament. They're not saying a lot about the turmoil behind the scenes, and I think they're really focused on getting that win. I will say she's had a lot of turmoil in the past. In fact, she's probably had a controversy every tournament she's played, but she's always been at top form on the pitch.
So tonight at 5 o'clock, Kara, the U.S. faces Colombia in this knockout round. This is their first and hopefully their first game in the second round of the tournament. They face Colombia, the U.S. number two, Colombia?
Number 28th. But actually, earlier in this tournament, Colombia pulled off the biggest upset in World Cup history by beating third-ranked France 2-0 in a game where they shot three times and scored twice.
So the U.S. needs to win to advance? What if they tie?
There aren't any ties from here on out. Yes, it's the American dream that's only wins from here on out.
Soccer is very popular in Seattle. The Reign do have a loyal following. But I know that any time we are watching an elite competition like the World Cup, the sport itself gets a bump. And so I'm wondering what kind of effect you think that this Women's World Cup, so close to us in Canada, might have on either the audience for Seattle Reign games after this or for girls who want to go into soccer?
Well, I think the Northwest has had a really good showing in Vancouver based on just the people who have been around, you know, in restaurants and at the games with me, a lot of Portland fans and a lot of Seattle fans. So when we went up on Tuesday, there was actually a 95-minute wait time at the border with all the lanes open. Luckily, we had Nexus. That just shows there were a lot of people going. And in fact, that was the game they sold out. Around 52,000 people were in the stadium that day.
Kara McDermott, web producer at KUOW. She moonlights as a freelance soccer writer. She spoke to Marcy Silman. The U.S. women's soccer team faces Colombia tonight at 5 o'clock. In the first match of the Women's World Cup knockout round, it's taking place in Edmonton, Canada.